Hello and happy Friday. This is Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date with the most interesting and important stories from the WVIA newsroom and beyond. Today, as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act makes its way through the Senate, healthcare advocates protest its proposed cuts to Medicaid. And Penn State University is closing down regional campuses, including the one in Wilkes-Barre. We'll take a deeper look at what that means for Northeast PA in this week's News Voices. It's Friday, May 30th. Let's get you up to date. We're starting off in Philadelphia today. Governor Josh Shapiro made a campaign-style visit to Philadelphia's Chinatown on Wednesday, where he visited local businesses and listened to concerns about rising import tariffs. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky joined the governor on his brief tour.
The governor made stops at Asia Crafts, a family-run store known for Asian pop culture merchandise, and Vivi, a bubble tea shop where he sipped on matcha while talking with local business and community leaders. Asia Crafts owner Debbie Law told the governor that higher fees on goods from overseas are straining her bottom line.
So we have to be mindful how much supplies we need to order now, what we can afford.
Sure.
Kind of being more purposeful with your inventory.
Right.
Shapiro said it's an issue impacting businesses around the Commonwealth.
I think what we're seeing in these policies out of Washington is creating economic uncertainty, not just in Chinatown, but all across Pennsylvania because of the tariffs, because of the reckless fiscal policies.
The governor also stopped by Pennsylvania Fire Department Engine 20, dubbed the House of Dragons, where he chatted with firefighters who gave him an official t-shirt emblazoned with a green fire-breathing dragon.
That was Carmen Russell-Sluchansky reporting. Also in Philly this week, cancer survivors, healthcare advocates, and doctors staged a protest on Wednesday outside Senator Dave McCormick's office. As Nicole Leonard reports for WVIA, protesters were urging lawmakers to reject proposed cuts to Medicaid in a massive budget bill before the U.S. Senate.
A group of people at the corner of Market and 20th Streets were holding signs and banners that said, "Keep cancer care affordable and no coverage, no care."
Say no to Medicaid cuts.
The federal budget bill, which already passed in the House of Representatives, would slash Medicaid funding and require most adults to work at least 80 hours a month to keep coverage. But Chester resident Alicia Gillespie says that would have been impossible when she had Medicaid last year and was battling breast cancer while raising three children.
It was days that I couldn't even get out of bed to make dinner, to even go to the bathroom. So I can't imagine having even a part-time job to even try to make ends meet for surgeries or any type of treatment.
Philadelphia activist Denise Ripley hopes McCormick and other senators listen to people across the Commonwealth who depend on Medicaid.
This is not an entitlement, it's an investment. You should invest in your people.
McCormick's office did not respond to a request for comment, but the Republican senator has previously said he supports work requirements and joined others who say Medicaid cuts should target what they call waste, fraud, and abuse.
Nicole Leonard with that story. More up to date after this break.
The work we do is only possible thanks to your support. I'm Lydia McFarlane, healthcare reporter for WVIA News. We're proud to bring you the best news and information out there. Go to wvia.org/news to see for yourself.
Welcome back. So ever since Penn State's Board of Trustees voted to close seven regional campuses, including Wilkes-Barre's, we've been asking what that means for the future of higher education in Northeast PA. WVIA's Sarah Hopius Hall joined Roger Dupuy on News Voices to discuss what she's found so far.
I'm Roger Dupuy, and this is News Voices. Today I have with me WVIA News reporter Sarah Hopius Hall. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, thanks for being here. We're going to talk about Penn State Wilkes-Barre and the recent decision to close it as the university looks at the future of its Commonwealth campuses. Is this a done deal?
Yes, it's a done deal. The Board of Trustees voted 25-8 last week to close 7 campuses. So DuBois, Fayette, Mont Alto, New Kensington, Shenango, York, and Wilkes-Barre. So those campuses will close after the spring 2027 semester, so 2 years from now.
Okay. If you are studying at Penn State Wilkes-Barre currently and you would not be done in 2027, what happens next?
So anybody who's going into their junior year this fall will be able to finish at their campus. So they'll be able to finish in Wilkes-Barre. It's students who were a freshman this last year or who would be going into their sophomore year in the fall will have to think about transferring elsewhere to complete a Penn State degree. All students from closed campuses will be given a navigation coach who will be able to answer questions and help direct that student where to go after the campus closes.
Okay. And the programs that they are participating in, the programs they're studying in, what will become of those programs? Will they be transferred to another campus?
Penn State is now undertaking a look across the state. What happens to these campuses? What happens to the programs?
The future of the campus, I know, is of great interest to folks in the community because of the historic nature of Hayfield House, where it was built. What do we know about what could happen to the property and some of the community events that currently happen there?
At least for the time being, events will go on as scheduled, but what happens in the future remains to be seen.
Okay, so there really is a lot up in the air right now.
Yes.
Okay. I think at the press conference that you attended last week, one thing that everyone who spoke made very clear is that the organization is still committed to Northeastern PA. They just can't maintain the Wilkes-Barre campus.
The Wilkes-Barre campus had 329 students as of this past fall. That's a 46% drop in enrollment over the last decade. According to a report from the university, the campus lost $2 million in the 2024 fiscal year. Penn State says it cannot continue to maintain campuses like Wilkes-Barre.
And what was it that prompted Penn State to begin looking at the possibility of closing some of the Commonwealth campuses?
So across the 12 campuses they reviewed this year, enrollment had declined by 51% since 2010, 35% over the past decade, and that's just not sustainable moving forward. The 7 campuses that will be closing in 2 years, Penn State says that they will require an estimated $19 million in annual financial support and $21 million in annual overhead expense to remain open.
Do you think we could be looking at additional closures down the road?
They haven't discussed that yet. I think they want to invest quite a bit in the campuses they have left and see where it goes from there.
One of the things, Sarah, I wanted to ask you about is transparency, because I know you spoke with a Crestwood School District graduate, Bailey Hayes, who is a student at Penn State Wilkes-Barre, and she did not feel that the folks at the top of the organization were listening to the community concerns at the Commonwealth campuses.
Yeah, she said that she felt like nobody was really talking to the students, what they wanted, what their concerns were. So when Penn State earlier this year announced that 12 campuses could possibly close, including 4 in our area. So beyond Wilkes-Barre, the Scranton campus, Hazleton, Schuylkill, I visited each campus and I met with a lot of students. I met with the faculty. I got to see what was really unique at each campus. And something I heard from students over and over again was that they just wanted to be heard. They loved their campuses. They loved their communities. They worried about where they would go if it wasn't for that local campus. And students feel like their concerns were not heard.
So Sarah, what was the emotional environment like at the meeting you attended last week? What was the feeling in the air?
The campus chancellor and the regional chancellor had just gotten done with meetings with students, with faculty, with staff, and you could just tell it was a very emotional morning for them that day.
Okay, thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. And while you're there, why not sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter too? You'll get all the local stories you want delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me all this week. I'll be back on Monday, so why not take the weekend to make sure you've subscribed to our show wherever you like to get your podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.